This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Bulbasaur!
What now?
I'm inside their system. This is the motherlode, all their emails, internal documents, everything.
Wait, go back. Click that one. No, that there.
Oh, are you seeing this?
Seeing what?
This says Cronus is close, like, really close, like a few hours close.
It's impossible.
But it says it right here.
I know what it says, I can read it. Click that attachment. Give it to me.
Wait, are these blueprints?
My God, he built it. That asshole actually did it.
Did what? What are we even looking at?
I think it's Cronus.
A reactor core, more specifically. Very powerful and potentially very dangerous.
So how do we stop it?
We can't. Not without Alvin. He's the key to...
Gabe? Riley?
Was that an explosion? Gabe! Riley!
Don't move.
Riley!
They aren't here. Where are they?
Looks like a bomb went off. What happened?
They took it.
Took what?
My time machine. They took my time machine.
You said it didn't work.
It doesn't. Not reliably.
Not reliably? It disappeared our friends.
No. They're probably nearby.
Gabe! Riley!
They won't hear you.
Gabe! Riley!
Kid! They're gone. They're gone.
Then bring them back.
Kid.
Bring them back!
I can't. Look, wherever your friends are, whenever they went, they're on their own now. We can't help them.
Then we use another time machine.
Well, hate to break it to you, but there isn't one.
Not here, maybe, but Cronus has one.
Cronus? Loken, Cronus is supposed to destroy the whole universe. Did you even hear the recording?
I never asked to find that, okay? I wanted to find my drone, and now I lost my best friend and the love of my life, and I want them back before they're caught by Nazis or burned at the stake or stomped on by a dinosaur or...
Enough! You're so damn dramatic! Look, kid, saving your friends won't matter if Cronus obliterates space-time first.
She's right. Loken, we have to stop Cronus, okay? We have to find this Alvin guy. We have to, Loken. We have to.
I hate you both.
Well, feelings mutual. Now let's go.
Presents Black Box, Episode 5, Alvin.
All right. It's Alvin Renahan, access number 232120. Cronus stability test number... Stanley, what test is this?
13.
Right. Test 13. Lucky 13. Initiating now. Okay. 1.1 gigawatts. 1.2 gigawatts. 1.3 gigawatts. I think it's working. I think I got this one, Stanley. 1.4 gigawatts. Almost there. Shit. Come on!
Al, oh God. I don't like this, Al.
This is further than we've gotten. Let her work out the kinks. Let her breathe, Stanley. I told you! Look at that! 1.47 gigawatts! 1.48!
She's gonna decouple!
She'll push through! Sink! Come on, sink!
Spiking! Spiking! Ow!
1.49!
you kidding me?
Shut up, Stanley. Test 13 results. Unstable. Damn it.
I'm serious. You're gonna get everyone in a 10-mile radius killed.
What the hell, Stanley? What'd I say about the freaking soda?
It's sparkling water, asshole!
I shouldn't have said that, just... We're under a lot of pressure, you know?
Then shut up and get back to work!
No, I need to say this. You know I respect you, Al. But you're scaring me here.
Well, go complain to the general then. Go right ahead.
I'm serious.
Oh, so am I. When he gets back from wherever the hell he is, go tell him I'm busting my ass delivering the biggest breakthrough in human history, and all you're doing is bitching.
Look at the machine, Al. We need to delay this. It's...
Everything! 10 years of my work, billions of dollars, my entire reputation. I will not let that collapse over one insignificant glitch.
It's not a glitch! We've run every line of code, checked every circuit. Short of cheating physics, this bird ain't gonna fly.
Wait. Say that again.
The bird ain't gonna fly?
No, you said cheat physics.
Actually, no.
What if we overclocked the reactor?
Ugh, you can't be serious.
Bear with me, okay? Okay, so she's skipping out. That's a flux issue, right? So what if we throw what we thought we knew out the window? We take the flux differential. What's the flux differential?
3.257.
Right, okay. So we take that, factor in Rosen's quotient, push it just a little bit further, and... There. Well?
I mean, maybe? But if it's wrong, it'll be catastrophic. It would take weeks of modeling.
Well, we got 50 hours and change.
Shit, Al.
You never even had a nanoparticle of ambition, did you? Or talent?
That must be why you're the boss.
Take a walk, Stanley.
With pleasure.
We missed you today, General, sir.
What's all this chicken scratch?
The chalkboard? Nothing. Just a thought experiment.
Then how about you think me up a list of everyone in and out of your lab in the last year, along with all your flight records?
For my aircraft? Is there some kind of problem?
Just taking precautions before the president arrives. So hop to it.
Hop to it. If I didn't know better, that sounded like an order.
Don't test me, kid.
Then don't jack with my program.
Your program. Your aircraft. You need to rethink your word choice.
And you need to tell me what the hell is going on here!
All right. I suppose you deserve to know. You're an entitled little shit, Alvin. You have bags under your eyes. You stink, and you're pissing me off. Since Davis here can find what I need, I think it's best you go home for the night. And yes, that is an order.
I'll get to the bottom of this. I promise you.
Well, that was a blast. Davis, do you think he could be behind this? An unauthorized flight or...
No, Cronus is his baby. He'd be stupid to... It's the White House, sir.
This day will be the end of me, I swear to God. Give me the phone. Mr. President! Just checking in. Ha! Of course! No, I've just been out with meetings all day. Everything's dandy, just preparing for your arrival. Everything's absolutely dandy. Yes, sir. Can't wait. All right, then. See you Monday. I just said dandy to the President of the United States. Twice. See, he knows I was lying through my teeth.
Actually, data recovery. Just message, sir. They said you need to hear this.
I'm out of time. matters now.
They said it's enough for a voice match. Take a look.
Talia Anderson. How do I know that name?
Sir, that's Alvin's former partner. She invented Kronos.
Son of a... Get Alvin back here.
He's already gone, sir.
Then find him!
The road, you little shits!
Butthead! Where are you?
It's our puppy! Please, sir, you can't get hit by a car. Your headlights can really help us, please!
Butthead!
Better be cute or I'm gonna stomp on its frickin' face.
He wanted to kill our fake puppy.
Yep, told you he was an asshole.
Good morning.
Son of a bitch. I can't see.
Take his hood off, kid.
You.
Aw, nice to see you too, Alvin.
You handcuffed me. Kidnapped me.
That welt looks like a giant zit. Does it hurt when I touch it?
Ow! What the?
Gross. Kid, don't poke him.
Check it out, Charles. Ow! He headbutted me!
Get, I'll do it again!
No, you won't.
Oh, is that a real gun?
Of course it is, Charles! Now shoot the douchebag, Talia!
Both of you, out of the car.
No way!
Look, we deserve to be-
Out!
This is stupid anyways.
How could she kick us out of the car? She wouldn't have even found him without us!
Just give him a second, okay? Hey, your head's bleeding a little.
No shit, Charles. I just got headbutted by a grown man. So just, please, shut up.
Okay. Sorry. Hey, Logan, it really sucks what happened to Gabe and Riley.
Yeah, what do you know?
I don't know. I mean, Gabe's my cousin. So I'm invested in this too. Just wanted to say that.
Wow, shocker. 10 years later, and you're still a douchebag!
What are they talking about in there anyways? Oh my god, I swear to god, if they start boning...
Jesus, Logan!
So, are you gonna shoot me? Or do you want to tell me what this is all about?
Oh, don't play dumb. You may be an idiot, but you're smarter than that.
You're still angry about MIT then, huh?
Christ, Alvin, no!
Because I'm sorry for what happened. I just want to put that out there. It was, I don't know, inertia. Inevitable. Is that what you want me to say?
Yeah. I'm here for a half-assed apology 10 years after you stole my research.
Well, what then? You wanted to introduce me to your charming adopted children because you sure as shit aren't going to shoot me. I mean, you wouldn't hurt... Ow! Shit. Fair enough.
Are you done now?
That really hurt.
Too bad. Listen to this.
We have to stop Kronos before it obliterates everything. You, your families, the entire universe, all of it. I wish I could say more, but I'm out of time. Stopping Kronos is the only thing that matters now.
That was found in the decades-old wreckage of one of your aircraft.
It's not possible. It's not possible.
Tell me what you did to Kronos.
Nothing.
Tell me what you did to Kronos!
I built it! 10 years I sweat for it, bled for it, I did, Tall, because we both know you never had the balls.
It's always a contest with you. And now you're gonna kill us all.
I swear to you, I know nothing about this... whatever, this message you played.
Then you should have no problem showing me your lab. I need to see everything you've done. Everything you will do.
That is beyond classified.
Do I look like I care, Alvin? Does this gun look like it cares?
You've changed, Tall. And for the record, I don't like it one bit.
Yo, wake up, kids. We're done.
Did he reveal his diabolical plan?
No, but he's getting me into Kronos.
Sick. So when are we leaving?
I leave right now. You two will stay here with my car.
Bullshit! You need us!
I assure you, I'll be fine. Thanks.
Are you sure? Because I think your boyfriend's texting someone right now.
No, because I have his phone.
He's using his watch!
Son of a... I swear to God, if you're texting for help...
Relax, it's my girlfriend. She'll kill me if I don't check in. Ow!
Don't pull your arm away from me. Give me the watch.
Okay. Ow, take it! Great, Tall. Now you're a thief.
God, Cindy Lou. Of course you'd be with a Cindy Lou. You're so predictable.
You're just jealous. Cindy Lou's great.
All right, look, kids. If you don't hear from me every hour on the hour, call the police. Got it? It's when the big hand is on the 12.
We can tell time. Thank you.
Good. Because I'm serious. Every hour.
What the hell? You're just gonna leave us on the side of the road?
I guess so.
Ugh, being 13 blows!
Gates ahead. There's no guard. Everything's digital.
Cool, then. There shouldn't be any problems. And if there are, I'm aiming this gun through the back of your seat.
Great. Well, I'd rather not die today, thank you. And you'd ruin the seat.
Welcome, Dr. Renahan. Please state your voice code for authentication.
No bell.
Authenticated. Proceed.
Really, Alvin? No bell? Like the prize?
Shut up. Welcome to my lab.
Wow. Mind-blowing. Can we get some lights on in here?
Everything goes into conservation mode at night. There's a flashlight on the console next to you.
Aw, that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me. Can't get this damn thing on. Good. Now get moving.
I don't know what you're expecting to find.
Well, I'll need all your schematics, code analysis, Wait, what's all this?
What's what?
The chalkboard, Alvin. Hang on. 9.7. Are you insane? Overclocking the reactor is a recipe for disaster.
Tall, the math checks out.
Not if you don't carry your goddamn two! Christ, Alvin, the power surge will cascade and rip a hole in the entire-
Drop the gun! You're surrounded! Drop it down!
Oh, look, my girlfriend is a bunch of soldiers.
Of course.
You didn't seriously think I'd let you waltz in here and take Kronos from me, did you?
Talia Anderson in the flesh.
Oh, Cindy Lou. Not at all what I imagined.
Sorry I didn't get all dolled up for you. Take her!
Get your hands off me. You can't do this! Let me go! You have to stop him! He'll obliterate space-time! Damn it, Alvin! Alvin!
Thank you.
Black Box is written and directed by Brian Siegley. Produced by Brian Siegley and Chase Kinzer. Starring Michael Cimino as Logan, Breck Bassinger as Riley, Chosen Jacobs as Charles, Jacob Bertrand as Gabe, Edie Patterson as Talia, with Joel McHale as Alvin, and Kelsey Grammer as the General. This episode also features Sabrina Gennarino, Adam Cheskeen, and McLeod Andrews. Recorded, designed, and mixed by Iceman Audio. Production sound mixing and dialogue editing by Evan Menick. Sound design and re-recording mixing by Michael Capuano. Music by Darren Morsey. Casting by Brett Howe and Mary Verneau. Production legal by Jordan Rock. Black Box is a Reverb production. To learn more, visit ReverbPodcasts.com and be sure to follow the show at Apple Podcasts or Spotify to receive new episodes each week.